Okay, hello, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
What's up, sir? Well, just when you're going through the notifications, they did send you text notifications for you to confirm your appointment for today, because when I am going through the notes, just with the, you are correct, initially you were placed on schedule for today. They did send you a notice on yesterday to confirm the appointment for today, another notice today, earlier this morning to confirm. And as well, you got another following text message saying that this was Circus Services texting you, informing you that you did not confirm, so your appointment was rescheduled for 5/28. Please confirm if you are able to accept that date. So due to that, you did not confirm the appointment for today. That's why they rescheduled you.
Well, and this is the problem. So we get into a do-loop because we don't have a time. So we already had a date that was scheduled. And the reason why normally when we get a confirmation email text, it's a confirm the time. Like, I get them all the time. It's like, please confirm that you're aware that I'm time. But I had an extensive conversation on the date. And so the thing that we were told that we were going to get this morning was a confirmation of the time frame. So, you know, like 9 to 1 or 1 to 5, but matter of fact, it wasn't even, we were going to text. We were told we were going to get a call. She said the technician would contact you directly to confirm, to let you know what time frame. It wasn't even a confirmation. So the taxes were confusing because we, you know, be honest with you, and my wife got them. She was like, well, we already got the date. We're still waiting on the technician to tell us the time because we're trying to schedule our day. So that process, you know, to confirm a date is still not telling us what we're looking for. You know, like, we need a time frame. We need at least a 4-hour block of time because we're trying to work around whatever the technician says.
Okay, sir. Well, I mean, so far they do send another confirmation to confirm that you still are accepting the appointment on the 26th. That's is as well how they do, the technician does reach out to verify that you still are on schedule for today.
Do they tell you at any point in the process, do they tell you what time frame they may be coming? That's what the lady told me on Friday. She's like, because I was trying to press her to say, hey, let me know, because we're trying to get a couple things we're doing. And even if you tell me a 4-hour block of time, that's fine. But doesn't really sound reasonable for you just to say, we may be out there from, you know, 8 in the morning to 8 at night. I mean, like, your technician is just going to plan their schedule, right? I understand what he or she is doing. They're trying to look at their route schedule and their difficulty or whatever else. But at some point, they know what they're planning, right? They know that on this side of town or for these type of work, this is what I'm planning. And all we're asking is that tell us whatever it is you plan so we can plan around it. So I don't mind, I guess, to answer you, so I'm not trying to be difficult with you. I hope you understand my point. I don't mind confirming a date. As candidly speaking, I want it to be today because that's what we plan for. But if it was Thursday, I'm not going to be vehemently upset if it's Thursday. But what I would want to know, because Thursday, for instance, I have appointments Thursday morning. So I don't want to get into a do loop on Thursday or today and say, I need you to confirm the day. I know I have appointments already scheduled on Thursday up until noon. So I need a time frame. That's what I need confirmation for in order for one of us to ensure we're here, because I don't want your technician to get here and nobody's here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so far as that, sir, that is correct. I mean, we don't know the exact time until the day of. That's when the tech does give you a courtesy call, letting you know.
I understand. Not the exact time. Not the exact time. Do you have a time frame? Do you know a 4 or 5 hour block of time?
I mean, so far from the notes, sir, all appointments are set from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the technician gives you a call the day of with the more accurate time.
Okay. So, but they didn't do that today, though. They didn't call today to give them more accurate time.
Because, sir, you did not confirm, so that's why you're not on schedule for today. They replaced you for the 28th.
So let me make sure I'm telling you clearly. You're saying that we have to respond to your text to say that we're confirmed and that a technician will then call us right away to let us know what time frame? Is that what happened?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
So if the technician doesn't call us right away, then what? Then we call you? I mean, because it's not – we're not going to be able to wait around all day, I guess is my point. So I don't quite understand why if we're on the schedule – in last case, I talked to one of the – whoever it was I talked to. We were definitive for Tuesday. I don't – understand why my next call wouldn't be the block of time, like she indicated, because I'm not, honestly, I didn't tell my wife about the text message because I talked to the young lady. But now I'm going to need a block of time, and that's the piece of it. And can I request a block of time?
Unfortunately, no, sir. We can't guarantee the time. It's not a way we're going to know the exact time. That's why we schedule
you
for the day.
You can send exact time. I'm not asking for exact time. I'm asking for a block, like from 1 and sometime between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. That's a block, not 1 o'clock, not 2 o'clock. I'm asking for afternoon, morning or afternoon. That's what I'm asking for. Can someone say it's going to be in the morning or it's going to be in the afternoon? That's
unfortunately,
not
no, sir.
Can I speak to a manager?
Okay, sir. Just give me one quick moment.